prepare to receive the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise King Jesus. Hallelujah. You are welcome into the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. I know that Charles and other people probably have already welcomed you. But in a unique way, I will welcome one of my friends who was with us a long time back. I think in our first, was it our first anniversary? That is Grant. Just let's appreciate Grant for joining us today. Hallelujah. Praise King Jesus. Hallelujah. Today, I pray that you have set your heart in a way to be shown great and mighty things that you knew not. Hallelujah. The attitude with which we come before the Lord determines what we obtain from the Lord. When we come before the Lord like the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin, the Sadducees, as though, there's nothing new that the Lord can display to us, then we can actually leave the presence of the living God empty-handed. And that would be a waste. Hallelujah. Yet scripture says that, behold, I do a new thing. Hallelujah. And in another place, he says in the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, I believe, verse around 21, that his mercies are new every morning. So he's a God who specializes in newness. Hallelujah. If we can allow ourselves to walk at the same frequency with a God who specializes in newness, then we can actually experience newness and renewing all the time. Scripture says that you cannot walk with the Lord unless, you are agreed with him. Praise the Lord. So that agreement is to have the mindset that is able to receive what God is releasing. Hallelujah. As you know, we've been in the series of the 100 days. Hallelujah. And we glorify God for the grace that he gave us by which we were able to complete the season of Jericho has fallen. Hallelujah. And before I dive into the word, yeah, we can appreciate God for that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Before I dive deeper into the word, I would like to invite us and remind us that I want you to prepare your testimonies. Deliberately think about the time when we began that prayer move, from that time to when we completed it. Even the times shortly after, because I know that there ought to have been miracles. Some of you have experienced miracles at different levels. Hallelujah. Don't underestimate even the slightest miracle. I want you to document those miracles because we want to come and collect them. And then we are going to come up with a way to have those testimonies on record. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are a people, as I've said, who are educated in receiving from the Lord. And one way to receive from the Lord is to be able to recognize what he does when he does it. If you don't recognize God, even in the small things, you'll never see him in the big things. Hallelujah. So today we are looking at the Horse Riders Assembly. And in a special way, I was thinking to the Lord, when the Lord guided me to call an assembly, a special assembly, that indeed this is a very strange thing. And I guess that's why we called it a special edition. I thought that we have the poster here. But we called it a special edition. And I was thinking to the Lord, this is probably the first time we are having a Horse Riders Assembly smack in the middle of the year. And ever since we began these assemblies in 2018. And the Lord began to show to me that, yes, it's the middle of the calendar year, but it being August, and August being the eighth month, the beginning of things, a new beginning. The month of new beginnings. So he said that it's still in the right time spiritually. Amen. Hallelujah. So that comforted me. Hallelujah. So we are having this Horse Riders Assembly. Usually they are supposed to be 3 days consecutively. But I don't know whether we shall have the liberty of that. So let us see what we can derive out of this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. And this particular assembly is called at a time. Let us first go to the book of Jude. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For those of you who are wondering where Jude is, it's just the book before the Revelation. Hallelujah. this Horse Riders Assembly is coming at a time where we are in a season of great intensity as a world, but especially as the church. So much so that anyone who sleeps on the job in this time is going to end up bearing heavy consequences. Praise the Lord. And we wouldn't want to be among those. Amen? So we are not as those who are, the scripture refers to as the virgins that slept when they ought not have been sleeping. Praise the Lord. Jude, let us first run to Jude verse 14. We shall come back to Jude probably towards the end. Jude 14. Scripture says, we are reading aloud, very, very loud. Make sure your ears can hear you. Ready? Read. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of this, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convict all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which these ungodly sinners have spoken against him. We can hold it there. Now, in context, Jude is talking about the people, the subject. In English, we have subject, verb, and object, right? The subject of this specific verse, the ones he's focusing on, are not the horse riders. He's focusing on those who have rebelled against God, right? That is the subject. The verb, generally, the verb phrase or the verb concept within there is the judgment, the action that those rebellious ones will receive, right? And the object is the people or the actors who will implement the actions against the rebels, right? And that is where now our focus is, the object. So when he says of these, Enoch spoke, he's not saying that Enoch was speaking about the these he's talking about in context. He's talking about, he's coming from talking about the rebels, right? And then he says that the rebels will be judged, and then he talks about who will judge the rebels and says that Enoch talked about the ones who will judge the rebels as being the thousands, 10,000s of the Lord's saints. Hallelujah. And we've read from Revelation before that that is the focus of the horse riders. Hallelujah. So we know that Enoch foresaw a judgment coming upon the rebels, right? And the people who are going to implement that judgment are what Enoch is talking about here, the 10,000s of his saints, of the Lord's saints. And those 10,000s are what, when we read the book of Revelation, we refer to as the horse riders, or the white horse riders specifically. Praise the Lord. So we are to understand that the entire concept of the horse riders assembly or the horse riders is that function of the church which is supposed to execute judgment on the rebels against God. Do you understand that? Now, the world has a doctrine of demons that says, do not judge. It's a doctrine of demons. I've just read for you the scripture that says that God has actually prepared certain people, or he's preparing certain people who are supposed to judge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The world, because it fears judgment, of which it has been promised that there will be a judgment, says that the teachers do not judge, but the Lord is preparing certain people to judge. Not all the church will judge, obviously, because as I've said in the past, not all the church is mature to judge. So the Lord prepares, provides a preparation like this horse riders assembly. Hallelujah. All the church is called to be part of those 10,000s, but not all the church will be part. Why? Because not all the church will have yielded to the trainings of the Lord. You understand this? Those who have yielded to the trainings of the Lord and have understood this concept and have exercised themselves with maturity, then they will be able to show up and execute the judgments. Have you understood that? Hallelujah. So, at the season we are in the season we are in as the world, there is so much that is happening. I think the prophecy update you've watched was about Wall Street. Wall Street crumbling or something like that. Hallelujah. Economic issues happening. And we are going to talk about that. But before we dive into that, you understand that there was a stock market crash about 2-3 days back. Heavy stock market crash. Praise the Lord. And that is that Wall Street thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My surprise and shock is that it seems that the things God told us would happen in late May, not late May, mid-May, it seems that they have come faster than I anticipated them, including the economies shaking and falling. Praise the Lord. There has been a supernatural acceleration. Hallelujah. The assassination attempt on Trump, which we saw, it came faster than I anticipated. After that, then the plagues, bad flu, and all this thing came faster than I anticipated. It seems, as the Lord showed us at the end of last, was it on Friday? At the end of the prayer meeting, it seems that the enemy has set into motion all his armies earlier because he's fearing the judgment. But it's okay. Hallelujah. We are watching him, and there's nothing he can surprise us with. Praise the Lord Jesus. We have a what? A trump card. Praise the Lord. Now, in this particular Horse Riders Assembly, a special edition, I want to address the weapons of our warfare. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know, don't you have the poster for today? I think that is, I don't know, someone would have heard me talking about it and would have put it up. Praise the Lord. Okay, let us first, we're going to talk about the weapons of our warfare. There are certain tools that are given for you to do certain work by the Lord. And those tools you not give anyone. Right? I told you how about, I think last week, early last week, for about 2-3 days, the Spirit of the Lord began to minister to me certain weapons that the church needs to, especially those who are called to be horse riders, that will be very useful in what we are entering into, the storm that is coming, that has already begun. It has not yet intensified, but it has already begun. Hallelujah. And for almost 2-3 days, the Lord was instructing me on these things. It was very, very simple when he turned on the light. I was like, oh, this is extremely simple. It's not complicated at all. And but then again, I have an understanding that there are privileges that I enjoy by virtue of my office. You remember very well, as I told you, I leaked a secret to you at the beginning of this year in the prophetic service, start of year prophetic service, about how in my retreat I was shown a huge and ancient weapon, which name up to now I don't know, because it's such a huge thing that it's a mysterious thing. It cannot, some of these things are so mysterious, they cannot be comprehended by the mind. The mind cannot comprehend it, cannot wrap itself around it. It's so huge that the mind cannot, if you were to see the vastness of the Lord, the human mind cannot wrap itself around it. So some of these weapons, this weapon that I was shown, and then I have been, by the grace of God, engaging. And one of the ways that it was very, very effective was when it came to that thing of the Trump attempted assassination. As I've said, we were doing certain things here. Prophetic science and engineering, right? Regular prophetic science and prophetic engineering. And then, that assassination attempt happened. And then afterwards, the Lord, the very day after it happened, the Lord was showing me spiritually what had happened, that place where that rally was happening, where he showed me a huge, like a tornado of darkness that came hurtling towards that venue, you know, in the spirit. And it was a very, very ugly darkness. It was not regular small demons. These were those which are, let me put it this way, they are reserved for extraordinary evil. You understand, eh? Even the devil, when he's, just like God has reserved some of his, he said that he reserved a kasam or something like that, you know, 7,000. He has also reserved the 10,000 here, horse riders. Praise the Lord. He has also, the enemy also has certain spirits that he reserves for extraordinary evil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, some of those have not been given an assignment, a major assignment, in a very long time, because there has not been a major assignment in a long time. These regular bits of evil, these regular troops, evil troops can carry them out. Even including, for instance, COVID. It was extraordinary evil, but it didn't require that much, you know, darkness. Praise the Lord Jesus. But then when it comes to this issue of the Trump whatever, there was an extraordinary evil that was sent there. Praise the Lord. So what I'm saying is that that evil had come to actually snuff out, you know, this guy and to create other things. The thing is not about Trump. Charles, are you listening? The thing is not about who? Trump. The thing is about what they intended to get out of Trump going out of the way. The implications. You understand? And the weapon, these are not the kinds of demons that abound or evils that abound by we bind you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. These are evils that are confronted with weapons. Hallelujah. And not every weapon also will work on them. There are certain weapons that the Lord has in stock for them. Hallelujah. Let us, have I asked you to open any scripture? Not yet. Apart from Jude. Let us first run to Job. And I show you things here. And then I hope we shall be able to run. On my way here, I realized actually why we actually have the Horse Riders Assembly stretching across 2 to 3 days. But let us see what we can do today. Hallelujah. Job chapter 38. Okay. If you are there, you say firstborn. Okay. Anyone who's not yet there, you can say hallelujah. I think someone. Okay. We're going to read from verse 22. You can read with me aloud. Ready? Read. Let us read 24 as well. Praise the Lord. That verse, especially verse 23, shows that there are certain things that God reserves for a day of battle and for war. You see? Especially which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war. There are certain things, certain weapons that God reserves for the day of battle and for war. Hallelujah. So there is a day for battle and for war, right? Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 tells us there is a day for peace, time for peace, and a time for war. But the important thing that I want you to look at is that which I have reserved. In other words, there is a space, there is a dimension in the spirit realm where God reserves his weapons of warfare. Do you understand this? In the natural, they call these places armories, where governments put their weapons, keep their store their weapons and stockpiles. They're called armories. So God has an armory, a place where he reserves weapons of war. You understand that? Now, here, when he's talking to Job, he mentions a few of them. He talks about the treasury of snow. Can you imagine there is, in the armory, there's a department where he stores snow. For war, that is not regular snow. You understand, eh? The regular snow is not for war because it's not always fighting. You may end up saying, "Mkama wa fenga muzibu." You understand, eh? No, that is not the point, eh? There is a treasury for snow, again, for the day of what? Battle and war. And then there is a treasury of hail. You see? There is regular hail, which we used to run around when we were younger, and you grab and then you eat them until your fierce mother comes and declares war on you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now that is regular hail. But then there is hail for battle and for war. Like what was used in Egypt and like what was recently released again in what? In Kenya. That is treasury of hail for war. So Job is being The Lord is challenging Job that Job, do you know some of these things that I use for war? Do you know where they are located? In verse 24, he says, by what way is the light distributed which scatters the east wind upon the earth? He's talking about a dimension of light whose role it is to scatter the east wind. We know the powers, the role of the east wind. Abundance, right? It's what he used when he was sending, quails on the earth, right? So the entire concept is for you to understand that there is an armory in the spirit realm, an armory for God. And he does not use weapons anyhow. There are certain weapons for specific enemies. Do you understand what I'm saying? Wonderful. What is the challenge I must first address? The challenge I must first address is the tendency of the church, which has been a result of doctrines of demons. The tendency of the church to actually say, there is no warfare. Hallelujah. Everything, Jesus died, rose from the dead, arose, and now everything is what? Everything is sorted. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. That is a tendency. Those are the kind of people who will be caught off guard when the battle breaks out. Those are the kind of people who have not read the New Testament itself. Because they will say, because they may consider and say, God fights wars, but that was in the Old Testament. They'll ignore things like when Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians, that 1 Corinthians, I believe, chapter 12, that you need to blow the trumpet so that he who runs to war knows the call of the right call or the right alarm that sends them to war. You understand those kinds of scriptures and very many other scriptures. So that is something that we need to first address. And to address it, I want us to first turn to a few scriptures in case some of those people are here or you may meet them. They may not be here, but you may meet them and you may need to be their redeemer, because they have been taken unawares by doctrines of demons. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1. Hallelujah. Praise King Jesus. If you are there, you say firstborn. I'm realizing now my task is bigger than one day, but we shall see what to do, because this is a month of vision. Hallelujah. You are there? Okay, we are going to read from verse 1. And it came to pass, after the year was expired, at the same time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But now this is the problem. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. What is the name of Jerusalem? Jerusalem means the house or the city of peace. He was at peace. Hallelujah. David tarried still. This is an ominous but. Contrastive conjunction. Something is wrong. It shows that something is wrong. David was tarrying in the city of peace. Location, very correct. The season, very wrong. Why? Because the season is the time when kings go forth to battle. Hallelujah. So there is a time to go to battle. And unfortunately, we are in that spiritual season right now. A time for battle. And we see the enemy battling from east, left, right, everywhere.